is coming. Between light and darkness. Will you bow down to the darkness? Or will you fight?
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. And she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago. When we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
This is a island that at its widest level is, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level, location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Very small island, and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize?
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently.
And it's time for the shooting bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about. You need to understand that there's a storm coming. You need to understand that the storm is building strength. And most of all, you need to understand that
we are the storm.
Everything's working right and gone according to plan here, you should be able to hear me. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. It is the 7th of January. We've had a little rough time here keeping the internet going and whatnot. Amy is absent tonight. She's got other things going on. Wasn't able to make it in. So she had a great show lined up for you, too. She really worked hard on it. It's probably one of the best shows she's ever done. But it's not... It's not going to be too late to do it next week. It's not time sensitive, so it'll be a great show Monday. So let me get over here to make sure everything's set the right place here. Okay, it looks good. Let me bounce over here. Thank you, NM Glock, Yakima Glock, Nan, everybody. Let's see who all we got in here right now. AZ Bound and Desert Rat again. Good to see you. And Doc and Minnie and Mountain Shooter and Nan, NM Glock, Yakima Glock, Tebow. Anonymous just popped in there. Okay, good deal. I tell you what's going to happen here. I've had so much trouble with the internet here that we are hopefully this week going to satellite. And it's going to cost a little more, but it's killing me when we get all ready to do a show and put everything else aside, stop everything we're doing and get ready to do a show, and then the damn internet doesn't work. So on the one hand, you could say, well, that's what happens when you live out where we live, you know, where you have to pump sunlight to your house. But still, if they've got phones and power and everything out here, then it ought to work. And the satellite will be much more reliable, much faster. I don't know if that will cure the lag or not between when I talk and what you hear, or when I talk and when you hear it, but it may. But like I said, it's going to cost a little bit more, so if you feel impressed to do so, please feel free to click on the donate button up there in the top right-hand corner and help out with some of the expenses of doing the show here. We've got several things we have to pay for and other things that are related to it, like the blog and the website and all that, the two servers. And Detinker has the website and related to the chat room and related stuff that he's paying for. So we'd appreciate once in a while if you guys could pitch in a dollar or two and help with some of the expenses here for the shooting and all the rest of the shows as far as that goes. Okay, we got all that out of the way. I just played the deal by Hank Johnson. I think Guam's going to turn over if it gets too many people on there. He hits the news every once in a while. And I'd like to say that he is probably the dumbest human being on the planet. But you know who's dumber? Every single person that voted for him. Not just once, but at least twice. I don't know how many times he's run, but I know he was reelected not too terribly long ago. If there are people out there stupid enough to vote for a man that stupid, then they deserve everything that they get. They deserve everything that they're not getting by having a reasonable, sensible person. Even if it was a Democrat, they've got to have a little bit more... A little bit more sense than what Hank Johnson's got. So Hank Johnson's back in the news again. The reason I played that, I've got a little quote I want to read to you here. He's if you go and look at his YouTube channel and just do a little search for Hank Johnson and go down through some of the stuff that he said. That man is such an idiot. It's unbelievable. But here, if you guys haven't paid attention to what Hank Johnson has said just recently, like a few days ago, like 2 days ago, this is what he said when he was talking to, he was comparing my president, Donald Trump, to Adolf Hitler, which still puzzles me that somebody has that correlation. I don't get it. Anyway, he said, Americans elected an authoritarian, an anti-immigrant, racist strongman to the nation's highest office. Donald Trump and his Make America Great Again followers who want to return America back to a time where white men and white privileged were unchallenged and where minorities and women were in their place. Donald Trump supporters are older, less educated, less prosperous, and they are dying early. Their lifespans are decreasing, and many are dying from alcoholism, drug overdoses, liver disease, and simply a broken heart caused by economic despair. Charismatic and a good speaker, deceptive and cunning, Adolf Hitler rose to power to lead Germany in 1932 after democratic elections. He rode a wave of nationalism and anti-Semitism to power. Replace anti-Semitism with all Latinos crossing our borders are rapists, drug dealers, and murderers. Does that sound familiar? Much like how Hitler took over the Nazi Party, Trump has taken over the Republican Party. Hitler was accepting of violence toward the achievement of political objectives. Trump encouraged violence against protesters at his rallies and his messaging about Charlottesville, that there were bad people on both sides, sent a powerful message of approval to the far-right racist in America. Americans, particularly black Americans, can't afford to make that same mistake about the harm that could be done by a man named Hitler or a man named Trump. I don't know where he gets all that. Obviously, he doesn't go on YouTube. He doesn't read the newspaper. He doesn't watch the news. When he says they're older and people are dying earlier, you know, we've got Trump supporters that are everywhere from very young. I'm not, you know, you see the ones that are two wearing mega hats. Of course, obviously the parents just put them on. They're not really a supporter, but there are people that are very young that know what's going on, that have an idea of what Trump is doing and what the good he's done for the nation. And these people are, what, 12, 14, 16 years old? Lots of older teenagers, 18, 19 years old, and, you know, young adults that are hardcore for Trump. This guy is totally off his freaking rocker. He's the dumbest individual I've ever seen in my life. But anyway, yeah, Nan, you're right. As far as internet service, you expect to get something if you pay for it. That's right, I do. And that is why I absolutely detest Frontier Communications. We are dumping the landline and getting rid of everything that is associated with them. And I am very tempted to fight them over my last bill because the internet's been so bad here lately, and I haven't been able to do shows a couple of times, several times because of them, but here lately, just, you know, a couple of times lately. And, you know, things we try to do around here that require the internet, such as, orders, you know, for Glock dry practice kits and colloidal silver generators and stuff like that. A lot of that comes from our online store at southwestshootingauthority.com. So I'm probably pretty well decided. I'm just going to fight him over the last bill, and we'll see what happens. because I'm getting rid of them completely, and I'm hoping that before Liberty Lounge, let's see, this is Tuesday, no, this is just Monday, so I'm hoping before Liberty Lounge I'll have this transition made, and everything will run smoothly from here on out. Whether or not, you know, we haven't had TV for, what, 3 or 4 years, I guess. Whether we want to add TV onto that same bill or not, I don't know. We've gotten along pretty well without it for quite a while, so. But we'll see. The biggest thing is just getting the Wi-Fi going here. So, there's we got a lot of things. A lot of these stories are not real long, but there's a bunch of stuff we need to go through. But somebody asked last week, who was it? I think it was NM or Yakima Glock, asked about what I thought about the G45, the Glock Model 45. And I had it in my mind, I hadn't even thought about it, that it was one of the two new single stacks that's coming out. Well, it's not. It's a double stack. And to, frankly, I see absolutely no point in this. I don't, it's a full-size frame with a compact slide. So instead of taking one and cutting it down, they've lengthened it out here. And I don't see the use in this. I don't see it at all. I would rather have, even if it was a fighting gun, a combat gun, if I was out in the field, I would still rather have either the full size 17 with the full size the highest capacity magazine and the longest slide. Well, it's not the longest slide either. It's the third longest slide. But at any rate, the Glock 17 magazines work perfectly in the shorter frames, so I'm not 100% sure. This may be okay for a military gun, military handgun. I can kind of, in those kind of conditions, I can kind of get the not wanting the magazine sticking out there in the magazine well, kind of exposed, not having that flange of the magazine helping to protect getting the stuff in it. I can kind of get that. I'm not gonna say that's a bad thing. But for civilians and especially for concealed carry, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you chop it and make a 19 out of it. I have absolutely zero desire to have one of these. It means less than nothing to me. I just take a 19 and put a 17 magazine in it and get the same capacity out of it and still have the option to go to the shorter magazine for better concealment. So I think you have more options with a 19 than you do with this thing. But if you like it and you want one, by all means, this is America. Jump out there and, Doc, that's not what I said. If you think it's a great thing, then go spend your great money and get one. Just, if you want to get one for me for free, I'll take it. And I'll probably chop it and make a 19 out of it. But other than that, I wouldn't spend a nickel on that thing. Okay. AZ Bound said it was Indiana Bones that asked about that. And Indiana Bones isn't with us tonight, dang it. I guess he can listen to the podcast and find out my words of wisdom there. Words of wisdom for me. Maybe, you know, most of y'all may not agree, but I don't see a point in it. All right, let's see. Let's move on down the line here. We've got a lot of stuff doing. We're dang near halfway through the show already. This Muslim thing is starting to get on my nerves, worse all the time. But in New York City, there is it looks very official, a Muslim community patrol car. Nice, new, MCP and some shield looking thing, like an official, law enforcement shield on it. Red letters, red first letter for MCP, and it says Muslim Community Patrol. Blue stripes on it. Looks just, for all intents and purposes, looks just like a police car. And NYPD has come out and said in no uncertain terms that they are not authorized. We don't approve of them. They're not any part of us. It's their own little thing there. So this all started just in the last month or so that they've started doing this. And it said the NYPD disavowed any link to the Muslim Community Patrol. Any attempts to enforce Sharia law would not be sanctioned by the police. Well, I would damn sure hope not. And they went to great pains here to say over and over that they didn't outfit it, they didn't label it, they didn't do anything, it had nothing to do with the NYPD. And that's exactly what they're trying to do, is to enforce Sharia law. And, you know, that part of New York and a lot of Minnesota is gone. It's lost. Until good old boys get out there and start taking care of business, it's done. And that cancer is spreading and moving its way out. It's going to get a lot worse this coming year. I think it's going to be noticeably worse very shortly. That and well, several other things we're going to talk about. There's a number of things that are going to happen this year, I think. I'm confident, as a matter of fact. Well, someone has been practicing a little bit. Here in Arizona, just very recently, This was updated 3 days ago. An Arizona resident shoots 4 burglars, killed one. Now this guy, I don't know what his background is. I don't know what kind of training he's had, but you can bet your bottom dollar he is not the average guy that just bought a gun and stuck it under his pillow just in case something happened. No one wakes up out of a dead sleep and engages 4 bad guys, hits all of them, lives through it, and killed one. You just don't do that. Unless the guy's just coming down the hallway and stopped and said, okay, I dare you to shoot me. And he shot him. Otherwise, this guy has to have a little bit of a background. It doesn't say anything on here. Very short story. But the one that died was a female. But and that's basically the whole story right there. He called 911 after it was over with, and they took the girl to the hospital. She died, I guess, on the way. She was DOA. So, but you know, it's just one of those happy stories. Had stories with a happy ending, I guess. And I know people get on me sometimes for saying that stories have a happy ending when someone gets killed. I have little sympathy for these people. They make a choice, and you know, they were all adults. They were, I think, 20 something, and if that's what they choose to do, then you know, sorry about that. Well, Yakima Glock, you guys got some work to do in Washington. As of January 1st, anyone that buys a... Why do I have noise coming in? Stop right now. Thank you. To purchase any semi-automatic rifle in Washington, you have to be 21 years old or older. And this new law raises the minimum age from 18... and comes after, according to the story, almost 60% of people in Washington voted in November in favor of this restriction. Now, this was a part of the initiative 1639 that you've seen in the news so much, and the first part to take effect here. So... This is so dumb. I don't get it. So they can be drafted. They can vote. They can They can become law enforcement officers. They can join the military. They can fight for our country. You know, protect and serve, as they say. But if they decide to only do that for a couple of years and get out, even though they were sanctioned and armed by some level of government, apparently they can't go down and buy a gun of their own until they're 21. So, there you have it. Washington, you need to get with the program here. Something's got to happen. This ain't right. You need to regroup in Eastern Washington and prepare for battle, or do something. I don't know. But Washington's not the only state that's trying to do that. There's just a handful of states that's been looking at this since 17 people were killed in Parkland, Florida here a while back. The state of Florida passed a new law in March that raised the minimum age to purchase a firearm to 21. So there's what's going on in that part of the world. Cuatro Cinco, that's right, AZ bound. I tell you what, I think we've got some other things I want to talk about here, so I think we better go to a quick break, and then we'll come back. We've got several things we need to discuss. Let me find this here. There we go. All right, give me a couple minutes. And
I'll be back.
The Liberty Lounge, brought to you every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Listen to classic country music in the Liberty Lounge to help you end your week on a pleasant note. We'll have sad songs.
I go out walking after midnight.
Happy songs.
I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Patriotic songs. Songs of tragedy.
Two little boys and an old family dog. By the banks of a stream said one day.
Love songs.
Welcome to my world.
And good old honky-tonk music.
I'm a honky-tonk man.
So join me every Friday night and just let your hair down for a couple of hours here on Liberty Lounge.
Do you want to lose your mind? Walk right, sit right down. Baby, let your hair hang down.
On a mountainside, not afraid to die. I know gun inside. They shot him
Stand. Because when you stand, others will stand with you.
Cowboy stand.
No matter how it ends.
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
That ain't country. That ain't country.
All right, let's finish this up here. Let me get back here to all my stories. Where were we at? Okay, we got that one done here. I'm greatly concerned about these red flag laws. It's bad enough that all these were passed before the Democrats even took charge. I know you've been watching the news, watching Facebook and whatnot. They are going full speed ahead after our guns here right now. We're going to see a lot of this stuff in the news here it's already started, so when it's going to end, I don't have any idea. Probably in 2020. But these red flag laws, California's even made it worse, that they're not only confiscating guns, but they're taking ammunition and certain types of magazines. Some of these states, where was it, Maryland or Maine here a few months ago, where a man was killed. They tried to confiscate his guns over this very type of thing here. So there's a station in California that reports that the Senate Bill 1200 adds ammunition and bullet drums to the list of bullet drums, okay. To the list of items related to firearms that can be confiscated. This means police executing a gun violence restraining order can not only sweep a gun owner's home for firearms, but for ammunition and certain accessories as well. Other California gun controls took effect January 1st, including an expansion of training requirements necessary to acquire a concealed carry permit and inclusion of certain misdemeanors as justification for a lifetime ban on gun ownership. If you can believe that. Wall Street Journal says that the misdemeanor domestic violence charges, such as harmful touching of a spouse, roommate, or dating partner, can now be treated on par with domestic violence felonies and result in total forfeiture of Second Amendment rights. Now, the Wall Street Journal, I don't know if they have that completely right, because that stuff right there has been in effect since 1990-something with the Lautenberg Act. And I personally know a couple of people that have lost their rights completely due to just yanking a phone out of somebody's hand and little things like that. And one of them didn't even know physical touch at all. The girl just got scared because he yanked the phone out of her hand. And he lost everything, lost all his guns and the right to own them forever. Now, I'm sure that there's a point there where you can appeal that, put in for a pardon. I don't know how it works exactly, but I don't know if pardon is the right word. But that's a federal law, so it wouldn't do any good to move out of state. You'd have to move out of country. And there's just not a whole hell of a lot of countries out there that we have the freedoms that we do here, such as they are. I mean, as bad as it's getting here, it's still the best country in the world. But it ain't the country that I was raised in, I can tell you that. It was, it's changed a hell of a lot since 1965 or whatever. AZ bounds, right? Can't be trusted with 30-round mags in Colorado. There's just so many things. I don't know. Arizona's still the, there's several states that are still acceptable, and a couple of them that are pretty good. Arizona, for now, not for long, I'm afraid. I'm afraid we're going to lose Arizona in 2020 unless a whole bunch of people wake up. I'm afraid we're going to lose it. I'm afraid we're going blue. But as it stands right now, Arizona is the best state in the nation to own guns. There's still a lot of freedom here. But I can tell you it is in jeopardy. There's other states that are pretty good. Wyoming's good. Colorado would be good if it wasn't for the 30-round mag deal and all that. But Wyoming, Montana, New Mexico is not nearly as good as it used to be, but it's not as bad as a lot of them. Utah's still pretty good. Let's see. Nevada's so-so, it's not terrible. And all of them western states. Washington wouldn't be bad if it, you know, Washington's done pretty well up until recently. They just really lost it. So Washington's not any longer on my, Idaho is another good one. Idaho is very good. Its rates really close right under Arizona. So anyway, we're kind of shrinking it down to just a very few places, very few states, very few places where it's acceptable for people like you and me to live. It's just not good. Let's see. All right, where are we at? Let's see here. Did you happen to see the story where the guy went into McDonald's? He's wearing shorts and a t-shirt, obviously drunk. Great video. But he got mad over I think it was an order of fries or something like that. He reached over the counter and grabbed a hold of this gal and, brother, I want you to know she wasn't having none of it. She grabbed him and started whooping on him. She's about half his size, but I'll tell you, that girl's been around. She didn't just all make this up right there in a split second. She's done this before. And she mopped that table up with his ass. It was hilarious. He was arrested and nothing happened to her. She may have gotten fired. I don't know. Or so, of course, she may have been made a manager. But it was absolutely hilarious. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to stick this in the chat room, let you guys watch it. I love that. Let's see if I can stick this in here. Quite naturally. I don't know why I have problems with this. Any of the rest of you have problems cutting and pasting stuff in the chat room. There it goes. I figured out a system to get it done here. Doc, I'm sorry I can't go to Mississippi. It is just too hot and too humid, too far from lots of public land to go do stuff there. All right, let's move on. I got something else I want to share with you before we get done here. I'm going to put another story in there so you can look at the pictures of this. Here's a teenager here, 13 years old, killed a massive whitetail buck in Tennessee, 27 points, big old deer. And this kid's grinning from ear to ear. Boy, he did a fine job. I'm not going to waste a lot of time on this. I'm just going to put the thing in the chat room so you guys can check it out if you haven't already seen it. But it was very, very cool. Let's see. Let me go through my little routine here again so I can paste this into the chat room. There you go. All right, and on we go. A real short story here. I'm very, very disappointed in this one. A decorated Special Forces soldier, Green Beret, pleads guilty to smuggling 90 pounds of cocaine into the United States on military aircraft. I will give him credit for one thing. He admitted it. He took responsibility for what he did. It doesn't make me any less disgusted with him, but I've got to give him a little bit of credit for standing on his own two feet and accepting his punishment there. Now this is going to make a lot of people very unhappy. The Democrats love this. This is a little trap that they unintentionally set. We're on the 4473s with all these gender queers that are fail to check either male or female on their 4473. The United States government, in their infinite ignorance, has assumed that there's only two genders, a male and a female. And I think most of us would agree with that. But they are, if they can't check the box, they can't buy the gun. I never thought about that until I read this story. You know, there's other stuff, the medical marijuana cards, you know, through a monkey wrench in those users' gearbox there. But there's a question in the Q&A on the ATF website. The question is, if a transferee presents a current valid non-binary driver's license as a form of government-issued ID to establish their identity and proof of residency, and then declines to select either male or female when answering question 6, how is the license holder to proceed? The ATF's response, FFLs may accept non-binary identification documents. The Gun Control Act Gun Control Act at 18 U.S.C. 922 T1C requires licensee to verify the identity of each transferee by examining a valid identification document of the transferee containing a photograph of the transferee. The identification document is defined by 18 U.S.C. blah 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 in relevant part as a document made or issued by or under authority of the United States government when completed with information concerning a particular individual as a type of intended or commonly accepted for the purpose of identification of individuals. Okay, that tells you all of that I just read, all that blah, 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 defines what you have to have as far as an ID. What if in a state that does not issue non-binary driver's license, the transferee declines to elect either male or female? How is the FFL to proceed? Or if the transferee presents a current valid driver's license that indicates one sex, but selects a different sex in answering question 6, or if the photograph on the government issued ID appears to depict one gender sex, but the transferee selects a different sex, what is the correct course of action in these scenarios for the FFL? So this keeps going, but there's what the questions, and then it boils down very short and to the point. If they don't check one of the boxes, you can't sell them the gun, period. You can't check the box for them. If you do that, you have committed a felony as a federal firearms license holder. Completing the ATF 4473 with non-binary identification documents presented. This has gotten so stupid, I just can't even fathom this. But at any rate, a lot of people are going to be exceedingly disappointed. Lawsuits are forthcoming, no question about it. We'll see what happens. I'm anxious to see what comes out of this. Okay, let's talk about one more thing here. Hang on just a second here. There we go. About, and I don't know why I haven't shared this with everybody before now, but about 2015, and part of this was a result of some things that happened during and after Bundy Ranch, and some of the things that I've been involved with since then. So somewhere in 2015, I got to a point where if I go to a meeting, once in a while you go to a, even some NRA meetings, you know, whatever, any place you go where the meeting is opened with a prayer, or if you go to church and the meeting, you know, it's opened with a prayer, closed with a prayer, and depending on how many classes, meetings and stuff you have going on in there, you may have, you know, 4, 5, 6 more before you get out of there. And when I started carrying, well, that's not true, because I started carrying a gun to church in, when was that? 1994, I think. 94, 95, I started carrying to church all the time. But it took that long before I realized that if someone was going to attack that church or that meeting or wherever, what better time? You know, you could have someone that is already in there, in that very meeting, or you could have someone that has, you know, listening on the speakers out in the waiting room or whatever the case may be, and charge into this room or you know, cathedral or gymnasium or meeting place, whatever it may be, conference room. And what better time to start shooting than when everybody's got their eyes closed? And you think, well, you know, how long does it take to open your eyes and you know, get in the game and start shooting back? Well, it's not a matter of how long it takes you to open your eyes. It's a matter of how long it takes your eyes to refocus and you get used to the light again. And I've tried this numerous times since then. That's been, what, let's do, I guess, yeah, 2015 it was. So in the last 3 years, I have tried some exercises here and done some different things to see what the difference was. And if you want to try something like this, you can get somebody to help you and take a chair out in the woods or out to your favorite shooting place, whatever it may be. And sit down in that chair, relax, close your eyes. And while your eyes are closed for, you know, at least 30 seconds to a minute, and have someone quietly take a target with a man-shaped, humanoid-shaped target on there and move it out there in front of you anywhere between 3 and 5, 6, 7, 10 yards. And it's somewhat of an angle one way or the other away from you wherever it's safe to do. And if he can, you know, blow a whistle or shout fire or Allahu Akbar or whatever he wants to say, you are to jump up, present your weapon, and immediately make a good clean headshot on that target. And if you think that you can do that in the same amount of time that you can with your eyes open, you're nuts. With your eyes open, number one, they're already adjusted to the light. Number two, they're focused at whatever you happen to be looking at the time. So if there's somebody coming in a door, somebody standing up, someone else, you know, while your eyes are open, you can kind of look around the room and see who other people's eyes are open. Other people's eyes are open are one of three things. They're either not paying attention, don't care, and being disrespectful, or it's another person just like you, or it's a bad guy that's waiting for that moment. So and if your eyes are closed and something happens, when you open your eyes, the first thing, while you're waiting for them to adjust and all that and refocus, you've got to figure out where all this noise is coming from. Which direction is that threat from you? You can kind of get a general idea by which direction it sounded like it was coming from, and then you've got to find it. So, yeah, you're looking at the possibility of a few seconds going by, 2, 3, 4 seconds maybe, before you're able to determine what, if anything, you can do or what you should do. So under those circumstances and with that in mind, I don't think it's disrespectful. I think it's a responsibility to those of us that carry all the time. I can still listen and concentrate on what the speaker, the person praying is saying, as you rightfully should, but still be looking around and hang on a minute. And still be able to absorb, everything else that's going on in the room. So it's important that you, like you do anything else, when you go to sit at the restaurant or anywhere else, you choose what you think is a position of advantage, if at all possible, and then to be able to see as many exits and entrances as you possibly can. And can you, obviously you're going to have to stand that way. This kind of goes hand in hand with the other two things that I've written here in the last few months. And that is, one of them was an active shooter in church. And the other one was fighting versus shooting with a handgun. So anyway, there's three stories there pretty well go hand in hand. So if you want to check them out, well, they're all three on my blog at swsablog.com. And it's free and wide open, and you guys can go check that out if you want. All right. Well, I've had just about all the fun I can stand here. So I'll be back Wednesday. We got some other gun-related things we want to talk about Wednesday. I hope to have this satellite thing underway by Friday for Liberty Lounge. Whether we will or not, I'm not absolutely certain, but I plan to. Stand by just a second. I got to capture a little thing here. All right, I got it. Okay. I said okay. Let's see. Okay, what? It's not working. Okay. There we go. You just have to say it in the right tone of voice. Perfect. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I will see you guys Wednesday. I appreciate you joining me. I'm sorry Amy wasn't able to make it in tonight, but she should be back Monday. And she's got a great bunch of stories, a really good thing program lined up for you Monday night. So try to make that if you can. And I will see you sometime between now and then. Good night.
This has been The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority.